Trump's first public campaign event to be held in South Carolina this month. By Nick Gilbertson on January 12, 2023. Former President Donald J. Trump is set to host the first public event for his 2024 presidential campaign later this month in South Carolina, one of the earliest states to hold its Republican primary. On Thursday, Politico's Alex Isenstadt first reported on the upcoming event, which advisors to the former president's campaign said will be intimate rather than a rally-type environment. Politico spoke with advisors Brian Jack, Chris LaCivita, and Susie Wiles, who noted that Trump would debut his campaign leadership team at the event. The outlet pressed the advisors on when Trump will begin holding rallies again. But as the Iowa caucus is still a year away, LaCivita noted that it is still very early in the campaign. "People want to push, why aren't you doing rallies? Well, I think it would be kind of crazy to be spending huge amounts of money this far out," he said. The 45th president announced his candidacy at his luxurious Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida, in November, following the midterm elections. "If our movement remains united and confident, then we will shatter the forces of tyranny. And we will unleash the glories of liberty for ourselves and for our children and for generations yet to come," said Trump during his announcement. "America's golden age is just ahead." In the time since his November 15 launch, Trump has put forth policy platform videos that set the tone and vision for his campaign and his next term as president if he wins in 2024. In these videos, Trump has laid out a comprehensive plan to shatter the left-wing censorship regime and reclaim the right to free speech for all Americans, as well as a plan to wage war on drug cartels in a fashion similar to how he combated the Islamic State during his presidency. Trump's platform for taking on censorship includes creating a digital bill of rights that empowers users, revising Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, implementing a 7-year cooling-off period before ex-CIA and FBI employees, as well as employees at a number of other government agencies, can start employment at tech companies that have vast quantities of U.S. user data, among other actions, as Breitbart News reported. Additionally, Trump rolled out another campaign video exclusively with Breitbart News, in which he blasted the Democrats of the House Ways and Means Committee from the last Congress who voted to publicly release his tax returns as one of their final actions. Trump called on the incoming GOP-controlled House to obtain and release President Joe Biden's financial records, adding, "Biden is a corrupt politician who spent years selling out America all over the world, including to communist China. Just take a look at his accounts, take a look at all of his homes, and take a look at what his son, Hunter, has contributed to the family. The American public deserves to know the truth. We should also get to the bottom line on how Biden, on a salary of a U.S. senator, was able to buy one mansion after another, all these different locations." He vowed to expose the Washington cartel and told viewers, "We will make America great again." In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, even appearing to have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Hunter Biden is the subject of the narrative film My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. The film was produced by the Unreported Story Society. It's the story the establishment media don't want you to see. The film is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com.